Hey guys, it's Pramodita,
Ambriana,
and Lincoln,
and you're listening to Tea Time with PB&J, episode 48!
Yay! Stop! Why am I so excited right now?
This is emotional.
Like, this is making me really so happy.
When I was logging into the Zoom, I put in like the first three
me letters, too, and then I first three numbers,
and then I just like knew the rest of ID.
Like it was very, this is all very nostalgic. Like I'm being thrown back to 10th grade right now.
For this episode, we are doing something that has been long awaited for. We are solving a crime together.
Woo!
Oh my goodness.
It's almost been a whole year since we've been requesting this.
It's been like 6 months. It's been like 4 months.
We asked
still a lot.
We asked still in October of last year.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Try me again.
I honestly like forgot that October was that long ago.
Honestly.
No, our 1 year is coming up, which is even crazier. No, our 2 year. Our 2 year, not our 1 year, it's our 2 year.
Crazy.
The second year went by a lot faster.
Yeah, it's because we didn't film as much. Like to be honest.
Yeah.
A little bit true.
No, but I just mean like life in general.
Yeah. Aww.
Like the time away. From start to our first to our now second, like
time flies when you're having fun. What can I say?
And when we're not filming more.
Oh, yikes. Never mind. If this is our first episode back, we should do a little introduction.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey guys, welcome back from summer. Like it's September.
Back from summer?
Back from. No, it's actually back from like April.
Back from honestly. April. Yeah.
Welcome back.
Even say,
welcome back to the show.
Good Guten Morgen on June 4th, 2019. What? I said good morning. Guten Morgen.
Okay.
German.
Continue.
On June 4th, 2019, SPD units were dispatched to Mickelson Drive and Duval Road, NE. Which one? What is that?
Duval Road.
Okay.
Northeast.
Two officers found the body of Aiden L. Halstead. The prime suspect, Yvonne Turner, stood meters from the body awaiting a ride from an unknown party with only a bag of clothes and a single $100 bill. You want us to read the next one? Who wants to read the next one?
Popcorn reading.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
The coroner attending the scene advised that the body temperature put the death between 11:45 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. Central something time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
A preliminary examination of the body noted the extensive head injury with a minimal amount of blood found near it to suggest the perpetrator moved the body from the location where the crime originated.
Now we just got into some real stuff. Okay. This prime suspect, Yvonne Turner, stood meters away from the body. Okay. What makes him a prime suspect already? Oh, because he stood meters away from the body. Okay.
And he was in an unknown party with only a bag of clothes. And he was waiting for a ride from an unknown party. With only a bag of clothes.
He only had a bag of clothes. Yeah, those were probably the clothes he used to kill him in. All right. Yeah. He's a prime suspect. Okay. Our investigators collected the following remains found inside the deceased clothing. Car rental coupon. Bank ATM/credit card. Photocopy of lottery ticket front and back for... Missouri state driver's license. So this guy is from Missouri. He has his credit card on him. You know, makes sense. He sounds like a typical guy. What gets me a little off, why do you have a car rental coupon? Like, what
it's
are
like
you
he's
doing?
Trying to leave somewhere. A
coupon?
Like,
no, it's
you
like
doing?
It's like he's like saving it. Like, you know,
and why do you have a lottery ticket? Like front and back. What do you have to do with that?
Okay.
People are overanalyzing.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. I feel like the car rental coupon.
We can
means
never
nothing.
Overanalyze.
Please keep in mind that Aiden Halstead was a recent lottery winner claiming $500,000, which further warrants of us to investigate other suspects and possible motives, including I'll read them.
Keep on going.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Second class. Aaron Halstead, sibling to Aiden. Aaron Castle, girlfriend to Aiden. Trent Colbert, friend to Aiden, and declined questioning from the police. Bernard Eastman, known to orchestrate betting opportunities Aiden took part in. And Yvonne Turner, the local homeless patron.
Oh.
Okay, wait. So this guy, Aiden, is like very present in like, I don't even know. Like, why is his name popping up so much?
Because he died.
That's him?
Aiden Halstead. He died.
Oh, wait. So he was a recent lottery winner.
Yeah.
So that's why he has a photocopy of a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
And he probably, Yvonne wanted to probably rob him from his lottery ticket. That's why, because he's a local homeless patron.
There's no way it could be that easy.
No, I know, but that's what they want us to think. Like, I'm just putting together what they want us to think.
Okay. You know what I mean? I see it.
Okay. Though it may go without saying, it is crucial that we positively identify the person responsible for the stake of everyone involved. Furthermore, I greatly appreciate everyone's dedication and assistance in this investigation.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1. Oh, man. This is like really bad.
All right.
Okay, so here's the lottery ticket. The lottery ticket right here.
Got it.
Let me move you guys down.
And that's his ID.
Yeah.
And his credit card. And his car rental coupon.
Rent for 2 days.
I was just looking at that.
See, that can't mean anything.
All right, wait. So let's look at this lottery ticket. So he won, obviously. I'm not really seeing anything that stands out to me. So I don't know what you guys are picking up.
I also don't see anything that stands out. But I can see why they've made him, like, why they kind of made the suspect list larger. Because it's a 1 in 2.7 million, like,
what?
Winning. There's a 1 in 2 and
oh, I see. All right, all right.
Okay.
Okay, moving on.
Go to the next page.
Yes. Ooh,
wow.
What is this?
Oh, examination wow. This is like summary. Straight from Criminal Minds.
All right, let's look through it. Okay, so first thing on our left side, let's observe this first.
Okay.
So he died at 31. Not a very long life. Mm-hmm. He wasn't like had any intoxication.
Okay.
Right.
Uh-huh.
There's a homicide.
Okay.
You know, okay, head injury, that's what the X mark is for. The body appears to be in good or average health for a male in the deceased's range.
Okay.
Age range. Everything looks good except for the head.
The front left cranial experienced blunt
force trauma
to result in a deep open wound above the left eye, and the skull suffered a mild fracture.
Ooh.
Further aggravating. Okay,
so what happened to his head? Like, what did they do to his head?
Why'd they do that to his head? Okay,
all right.
Closing comment. Oh, upon my examination, I'm reading the closing commentary.
Okay.
Upon my examination, it is my belief that the cause of death is blunt force trauma to top left cranial. The metallic material found in the head's hair suggests the unknown blunt object is likely composed of heavy weighted metal.
Okay.
The position, size of the head injury strongly suggests the perpetrator is male or female, having average strength and in good health.
So it's a pretty basic, like, anyone could have done this.
Anyone.
But like, why do that? Like, you're going straight for the head. Like, you have no remorse. All right. Okay. And it's something of metal, weighted metal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this
Yvonne?
Oh, it's a woman.
I didn't think that. Oh, middle name is Gina. Okay.
And was so obvious. Wait. She was known to be harassed by the victim.
She was what?
She was known to be harassed by the victim. So she has like a reason.
Why'd you read that?
Additional comments.
Oh, known to be harassed by the victim.
So she has like a
story.
Oh, ooh, so the guy she's tampering.
You know what? Okay. You know what? She could also just be trying to cover for someone. This could be like a group thing. You know what I mean? And she like was covering for them, but she was the one that got left behind. Like, I don't know. I'm just okay. Wait. Two officers responded to
an Aiden Lincoln. Call. Aiden Lincoln Halstead. That's weird.
That's too close to your weird. Name. That's like a little too close to your name.
That's just, way creepy. Like, okay.
That is my name. What do you mean? Much closer to the gate.
That's a little too close.
Oh my gosh. I'm confused. What's the $100 bill gotta do?
I know, that's what I'm confused about.
Recently. And they're not telling me like what type of clothes. Like, are they bloody clothes or are they clean clothes? Like, all right, move on to the next.
Okay. Hold on.
Oh, that's more from the right side of the first one. And she's then this never is had,
she's never, oh, this is a new one. This is Erin Castle. I think that's the girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Girlfriend of the guy. Okay.
Yeah.
So she drove a Toyota Camry. Good to know.
Well, what does that have to do
with it? I'm just kidding.
Wait. Oh, this is a vehicle registration.
Wait, what?
Oh, so it was her car?
I guess so.
Are we looking at the same thing?
What are we? How did we get here?
What do you mean, how did we get here?
Like, how did we get from, like, a
well, they're just giving us all the evidence right now,
okay.
I think.
Okay.
Well, the fingerprints aren't going to help me.
And okay.
I don't know.
Old car.
This kind of seems
this is the vehicle registration of his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, so it must be his girlfriend. Wait, what?
Because okay, you know how Yvonne was waiting for someone to pick him up? Like, I'm thinking, was this the car that they picked up in? Or, like, what?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. All right, move on to the next.
Okay.
More fingerprints. Okay, we have Trent Colbert and Bernard Eastman.
Oh, I think that the government or the police or whatever just have access to all this information.
Yeah.
Bernard. Whoa, wait. Quite the Bernard. Violation. Yeah, I was about to say Bernard boating while intoxicated. That was, I mean, it's closed. But he also has something to do with the evidence tampering. It says open/pending.
And then this is Erin Halstead, which is his brother.
Yamaha.
Simple battery.
Am I freezing or are you freezing?
I'm not freezing.
Okay, this is the brother.
Simple battery convicted in 2016. Simple. It's probably like a quick blow. Similar to a head injury with a heavy metal object.
But I need to know what his motive is. Like, I don't know. Like, I can't really say anything right.
Who has,
you know what I mean?
The only person with a motive here is your mom.
Honestly, yeah. Like,
oh, I think you said your mom. I was like, that's not
me. No. I think, like, they made this so that way we immediately think it's Yvonne, which makes sense, but I just want to know who it really is.
Yeah,
but okay. What if that's like reverse psychology?
This is a character statement.
You could be right.
Submission.
All right.
What is this? Let's
see what this is.
My name is Corporal Petty Officer Reginald Bishop, and having regrettably not been able to see off one of my newest recruits, Trent Xavier Colbert, I thought I could at least speak to his admirable character, having been advised of your investigation and questions about his involvement. Trent came to my recruiting office and put it all out on the table. Like many recruits, he was sure to highlight his strengths, but not without sharing his many weaknesses that became an impeding barrier with time. He shared how his resilience helped him to resist various temptations that were sure to cost him his future. Trent left for METS, which is Military Entrance Processing Station, on Monday, June 3rd, 2019, for medical clearance to begin basic training. And because recruits can't drive themselves, Trent was issued a ticket for pickup and drop-off at the Go 9 gas station. that serves as a terminal drop-off point for the bus, helping us avoid ticketing centers where recruits might trade in their ticket and not go to the EPS. I wasn't surprised to hear from Trent on Tuesday morning, given MEPS is typically 1 or 2 days. His behavior and mindset, however, did surprise me. He told me he saw someone who used to be a friend and it brought up old feelings. He described seeing red and didn't trust himself not to react if he saw that friend again. That's when I repeated all the challenges he shared with me. He shared with me the first time we met, hoping it would make him see past any hurt and how his anger would only hinder his plan to use the Navy for a better life. I would like to think that he was listening, but he quickly hung up. In a later call that I missed, he left a voicemail saying thank you, which makes me believe that he heard me. As someone who is unaware of the exact reason for his scrutiny, it is my hope that this letter allows the Sherwin Police Department and you, Lieutenant Ortiz, to reconsider whatever it is you've made of him in lieu of what I've witnessed and his future serving our great nation. Healthy mail.
That was healthy a mail. Lot of information.
Healthy
that was
like
it was a healthy mail.
Who saw red when he met an old friend. Trent is a friend who declined SPD questioning.
Wow. Ooh, why did he?
Why would he decline?
Yeah, you
straight heard motive.
But he doesn't have any offenses.
But maybe this was his first.
You and never if he know. Doesn't have a car. Wait, he said that he couldn't drive.
He does have a car. Go back.
No, he couldn't drive because he was a recruit and they like weren't allowed to drive.
Oh,
or
they
something.
Can't. So he used to have a car. I see, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, next one.
Ooh.
Witness statements.
Oh, this is where it gets juicy. Okay.
Okay. Somebody read it.
I can try. Okay. Sorry, wait, my eyes are watery. Okay. Witness statement. This is by Yosef. I'm not even going to try. I own and work the counter at the Go 9, the gas station. Aiden, don't know last name, is a regular customer. I service most customers, but sometimes the store is managed by either my part-time employee, wife, or my son. Aiden comes in just about every other day, if not for gas, to buy snack, coffee, or to play the lottery and ask me silly questions like if I know the day's winning numbers. What a funny guy. Today, when the officers came by to ask questions, they wanted to know if I had seen the tall, bald man who drives for a few business people in the Sherwin area. I wasn't sure if I saw him, Rob, but I think, but now I remember he may have come late in the morning, if not yesterday. If I recall correctly, he came in to buy cigarettes, but it's possible that he purchased gas and paid outside at the pump. He is pretty funny too. The officers showed me a picture of a young woman, don't know her name, and I explained to them that I've seen her a few times with Aiden, but like today, she usually comes to my store in a uniform by herself in the middle of the morning. Weird. Other than that, I share here and what I told the officers. I don't remember much else. A lot of local people and people just passing through town get gas here, but never come inside the store because they pay at the pump. But I remember Aiden coming in the morning, and I hear he won the jackpot on his scratch off. That's true. If that's true, who should I contact to get my retailer bonus for selling it to him? That was a lot.
But yeah, Mr. Rob seems very
I'm a little bit confused because who is Rob?
He drives people around.
He bought cigarettes. That's interesting.
And he purchased gas.
I don't know about Rob is just weird. I don't know, like he's nothing like super interesting.
We don't know anything about him.
Yeah, exactly.
Why? Okay, but I'm confused about this. Name. I'm confused about this young woman. Like, she doesn't know her name. It Ooh. Could be Yvonne.
Oh yeah.
Explained to them. Okay, wait. So he's seen her a few times with Aiden. Poor but like today, she's talking about the young woman.
Oh.
She usually comes to my store in a uniform. By herself in the morning. What are you doing in a uniform? Where do
is
you
that
work?
Yvonne?
No, I'm just guessing.
Someone.
But Yvonne's homeless.
That is true.
But what
she uniform? Had a bag because of clothes.
But she's also a homeless patron. So, like...
Patron is, like... What does patron even mean?
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't know exactly, but I'm just... I'm using my contacts list. Let's see.
What does patron mean?
I was like, you're asking me?
What does patron mean? A person
who... Patron means... A person who gives financial or other support to a person, organization, cause, or activity. Do you want to hear the next one?
So you're giving support to people, but you can't support yourself. I'm confused.
I think she's getting support from people.
No, she's giving support.
Is that why she's homeless?
I think there's multiple definitions to patron.
Okay.
I don't know.
Siri knows the multiple definitions. What does patron mean?
Why don't we just Google it?
What does patron mean?
I don't trust Siri. Okay, wait. It
means a person who gives financial or
Pause. It says that definition number two says a customer, especially a regular one of a store, restaurant, or theater.
So a homeless customer. Oh.
She did come to her store like she usually does, like Yosef said.
Yeah.
Just saying, it's making sense. All right.
Wait, Lincoln.
And she is seen with Aiden a bunch, so.
Yeah.
All right, that's a possibility.
Lincoln, next one.
I'm reading it? Okay. I heard about Aaron's brother in the news. Oh, wait, so Aaron is Aiden's brother?
Yeah.
So, okay. I heard about Aaron's brother, and I heard about Aiden in the news. I don't know Aaron well, but I'm familiar with his dog, King. My sister owns a pet grooming business and swears King is her most well-behaved client. King's last grooming was this past weekend, so I was surprised to see him and Aaron at the park yesterday. My sister is using a new conditioner and asks all owners to keep his pets away from loose particles for at least a week to avoid irritation.
Is that even okay?
No more than 15 minutes after Aaron arrived, he's chased King to the other side of the park, but they're still in view. I saw a man approach Aaron, give him a hug. Then both went and sat on a nearby bench and began talking. About the time they sat down, my golden doodle puppy, Trixie, decided a large rock was a threat and started barking furiously. Ooh. I went to pick her up and turned around to see the man with Aaron storm off. Aaron yelled, "Don't blow it like you did last time," whatever that meant. But it meant something because the man turned around to walk back toward Aaron. The next thing I see is Aaron swing at him but miss. The two push and shove each other until one, I don't remember who, got a phone call. As they tried to catch their breath, one signaled for the other to take their call, and that ended their quarrel.
You're okay. Keep going.
Okay. As if on cue, Trixie leaped out of my arms, forcing me to chase her into nearby bushes. By the time I retrieved her, everyone was gone. Luckily, I did get insight into what happened when I ran into Aaron sitting at a coffee shop around noon. Our interactions are usually friendly but brief, but when I asked him if he was okay, he poured his heart out. He told me how his brother ran into a large sum of money and he feared it would ruin them for a second time. Aaron went on explaining his frustration for about an hour before claiming he had to go. He practically ran out. That is the last time I saw of Aaron or King. What? She lost her dog too?
That really threw me off.
Oh, like, no. King is Aaron's dog.
Okay. The old friend is probably the Navy guy.
What Navy guy?
The Navy guy from the lieutenant that could...
Trent.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just like, what really got me was how Aaron told Ellen how he heard how Aiden, his brother, ran into a large sum of money and feared it would ruin them for a second time. What is the second time business?
Oh, I didn't even catch that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. No, but like, what is the second time? Like, and that would be a good motive, because if he doesn't want it to ruin them a second time, he would kill him, take the money.
Huh.
Or just get rid of the money altogether. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know about Aiden, but he seemed pretty down to earth when I saw him.
This one's pretty. Seemed pretty down to earth. This one is Dylan Anderson. Okay.
Okay.
I was the on duty working as the reservation agent when Aiden Halstead came into our West Sherwin location to rent one of our cars. Mr. Halstead entered and specifically asked for something without a roof, and I interpreted that as meaning he wanted a convertible. So I offered him our 2018 Audi A5. Does anybody have an Audi A5?
No.
Okay. Which he accepted.
Why?
Like any of the cars.
Oh, I thought you were talking about us. I was no. Like, I don't know. The people at
the car dealerships with the fingerprints.
Oh, I have no idea. I'll look while you read.
Well, I don't think their car, if they own the car, he would be able to rent it.
But if
you're right.
What do you mean?
Like, how would he be able to rent the car if it's owned to one of these people?
Had a car, but he didn't. He couldn't use it.
Hold on, let me look.
He couldn't use it because, like...
He couldn't drive, yeah.
There's a Toyota Camry, a Chevrolet, a GMC Yukon,
okay,
a Yamaha, and that's it. So there's no Audi.
Okay, whatever. Mr. Halstead didn't set off any alarms with his appearance or demeanor. Come to think of it, he seemed pretty happy. Mr. Halstead made the reservation with a credit card ending in 9425. Okay. And added liability and property damage coverage, but declined the roadside assistance. I even took his call during my lunch. Offices closes for lunch from 11:40 a.m. to 12:40 p.m. Isn't that the time when he was killed?
That's what...
Okay.
I keep clicking the wrong button. That's what I was about to say, because the approximated time for when he died, wasn't that 11:45 to 12:45?
That's what I thought. Yeah.
So maybe he wanted to buy this car with his new money.
Uh-huh.
And he's like fresh, like he wants, like, and that's why he's so happy. Okay, keep reading, then we'll continue.
Okay.
Wait.
We have a
wait.
Aiden is the one that died.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So is Aiden's credit card ending in 9425?
That's what we're assuming right now.
There was a photo of it.
Oh, I'll check.
Yeah, it is 9425.
Okay, she got it. Okay. Sorry.
I have it on my phone.
Look good. At this.
What is that? Huh.
Wow.
Really good.
Okay. We have a strict policy about adding coverage once a customer drives off. To add a coverage that isn't in the original rental agreement, the customer must return for us to inspect the vehicle first. After I told him that, Mr. Halstead said he was just curious and hung up. I didn't see Mr. Halstead after I completed the transaction about 10:15 this morning. Later, we recovered the...
I thought I heard my parents were just watching TV.
Okay. Later, we recovered the Audi A5 Mr. Halstead rented less than 3 miles from our office, as per the rental agreement. If a customer neglects or abandons a vehicle, we reserve the right to repossess the car, other than the flat front passenger tire. I didn't see any other damage. I had our mechanic change the tire, our detailer cleaned it, and I entered the car back into our inventory. Inventory.
Wait, so what happened to the front tire?
I know. I guess it was damaged. Slat.
It's flat, but like, who poked it? Someone had to have been thinking about this.
Someone was waiting in the bushes or something.
Oh my goodness. This is an exciting day, guys. This is going to be part one of a two-part series of us solving this crime, because The literal like video of us solving the crime was 1 hour long, and we cannot have you listen to us talking for 1 hour. So this is gonna be a 30-minute episode, and you'll hear the verdict on Friday. And at least I hope it's on Friday. And yeah, you're gonna see us all excited. This is our last first episode before senior year ends and PB&J ends, and it was definitely very emotional, but you'll get a lot of that in the next episode. We love you so much. Thank you guys for watching. Bye.